The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's easy to say, oh, well, I think it defaults now to somebody like Michael Jordan. But that's just it. He may have been the greatest basketball player of all time, but what stand did Michael Jordan take, right? Like, what is it that made him relevant in a non-sports way in our society? And that's tough to find, man. Nowadays, it's really tough to find someone that can transcend the politics plus the sports plus do it over generations like Ali did, too.
I really think
you guys gotta keep it local.
You need to wait more than 2 years to anoint someone like that. I am in complete agreement. Let's see Steph Curry do it for more than 2 years. You know, it'd be one thing if he was that great in college and he had been that great throughout his NBA career, but you know, he found the magic potion and suddenly it's happening. And let's see him do it for more than, I mean, he's not having a great finals. Let's see him have a great 2016 finals first.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Shocking Mary.
You got to do it like Fred.
And we're back.
And we're back on the Blitz.
Back on the Blitz.
713.
Yep. AJ on vacation. Zhong Li on vacation. Fred decided, what the hell, I'll take the Monday too. Give the two blood clots from Sunday, Houston game day, a chance to...
two idiots.
To inflict us upon the masses, if you will, Barry Lemonek. And here we are. So thanks for joining us. We'll be here until 7. And once again, don't forget, NHL Finals are on 1560 at the ripe old hour of 7:30. They'll drop that puck. And then stay tuned for the HD show immediately after. I got to apologize, first of all, 713. I wasn't making fun of your misspelling of either of the Barrys. It was more about taking away his moment. Because to be fair,
I would expect nothing less.
Barry Gordy spelled his name Berry, so
doesn't
I'm totally
matter.
Cool with it. But I had to say it so that you would get pissed.
Yeah. No, it's fine. So I would expect nothing less. Orlando Alonso said, as an atheist, I would like to say she does not represent all of us. Thank you. Mike said the mascot for Vegan U is a pasty white girl with braids and a guitar on her back.
Wait, what?
Yes, the mascot for Vegan, because remember mascot? The mascot for Vegan U is a pasty white girl with braids and a guitar on her
smelling
back.
Smelling of patchouli and granola.
And then El Jefe, Mr. Josh Like a Boss said, which would you rather attend, be a proud graduate of, Vegan University or Trump University? I guess Vegan University.
Vegan University. Yeah, 832 totally. Says you guys are definitely showing your JV skills. Step it up as this is the Blitz. 832 obviously calling from his full-time job at Valero, working overnight. Good on you. 832 request for shout-out of the brave for Brazilian Hector. He just finished taking the LSAT.
Nice.
He needs to kill
Congrats.
Some brain cells ASAP. Good job by
very
you.
Good, very good.
Hey, let's take a quick call. Mark, welcome to the Blitz. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Sports to you, brother.
Sports.
Hey, I'm a Smalley High School Houston, Texas graduate, and I'm a proud Michigan graduate, and I marched in the marching band here that Brady beat Alabama, and I've been battling cancer for the last 4.5, going on 5 years, going in remission it now, and I've had Fred Fowler and Calvin come to Indy Henderson. And I've just been released from there. I'm sent home on hospice. And after 5 years, I finally have some peace. I don't have much time, but I finally have some peace with life because I got to experience some great things while I was in Ann Arbor. And I've got to experience some great things while I've been back in the city of Houston where I was born and raised from. And I would like to thank you and everybody else that has helped this journey of mine be as great as it is. Thank up and all. Listen.
Hey, Mark, thanks. And on behalf of Fred and AJ, who I suspect that compliment is truly meant for, on behalf of them, you're very welcome. And man, that's like 1/100 of why, you know, of why you get these calls, man. It's usually smart ass stuff. And I know for a fact, as someone who lost a grandmother to that, who lost a father to that, it is little things like that that make their life a little bit brighter. So whatever those guys and whatever in the very short time we've been on this evening, we've been able to help your road along, man. God bless you, and happy to say you found peace, and best to you on the rest of that journey.
Yeah, man, I think you need to save that and play that back for Fred. And I think he needs to get that message. I think Fred would appreciate those kind words.
And if you weren't quite able to make out what Mark was talking about, our intern Caroline, who, by the way, has been taking calls all night, and she will take them for the rest of the night till 7, told me that Mark, if you weren't able to make that out, that he is battling cancer, that he was either on his way to or on his way from MD Anderson for treatment. I'm guessing at 6 o'clock at night, maybe on his way back.
Yeah, I think he said he was just released into hospice care.
All right. And you know, I don't need to tell you what hospice care means.
No.
You know,
Godspeed, Mark.
So there that is. And it's cool. It's a side product of why you do this. It's fun to come in and talk about sports, but every now and then there's someone who sees a different pleasure in it. And God love you, man. And you know what? Man, I don't even know how to follow that. But we have to, because we still have 52 minutes left. But Mark, man, God bless you. We have been talking on and off this entire excursion today about Ali. And this kind of reminded me of a story I read this morning, and I will refer you to the Daily Mail, which is an online newspaper. It's a physical one in London as well, but I don't know how they got it. But they published, I believe, in this morning's paper, or maybe tomorrow morning's paper, the final portrait that Muhammad Ali posed for. And when it was published last night, early this morning, people were taking offense because it shows him physically for what he was when he sat for these in March, which is not a lot left. It's, I mean, to be 76 is one thing, to have Parkinson's ravage you for over 3 decades is another. And people were getting upset because it was showing him in an extremely weak state. They didn't look at the entire catalog of portraits because he had sunglasses on, he had his dukes up. Mm-hmm. He posed for these portraits with his family to show him. And he knew his time was coming, obviously. And I urge you to go find the Daily Mail online. I tweeted out this morning. I'll try and retweet it. But to see a guy with a lot of pride, a lot of dignity, as he saw the end of his road coming, it is just breathtaking. And you've seen all the images of him as a young man, the very brash, arrogant, outspoken. And you get to see these last pictures of him as he wanted to be seen, a picture of dignity and class going on his way out. It's absolutely breathtaking.
Man, I was looking up some of the greatest Ali quotes of all time, and he had so many good ones. I mean, obviously they have, I don't know if this is in any particular order, but the number one is float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Sure.
His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see. Now you see me, now you don't. George thinks he will, but I know he won't. But he had so many that were fun, but he had a lot that were serious. That one of my favorites that I saw on here was, they have it listed as 14, but I don't think this is any particular order. But he said, "Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential, impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing." But he had some really good ones, man. I you know, if you got 5 minutes to spare, just Google Ali quotes and look them up, man. He's got some funny ones, like I said, but he's got some really inspirational stuff out there too. One of my favorites was, that I always remember, was, "It's not bragging if you can back it up." And that's the thing about Ali, man. Ali talked a lot of mess, and you know, there's a lot of guys that talk trash, but Ali did back it up, you know, more times than not, for sure. He was able to live up to the hype. And I think that's part of what made him the greatest.
You made that point yesterday, and you were comparing him to a lot of the other guys who talk a ton.
Yeah.
And more recently, I mean, who comes to mind these days? McGregor.
Yeah.
You know, and until Diaz backed it up. This guy backed it up for a lifetime, and not just in the ring. He backed it up everywhere, you know. And I just retweeted, at Shock is here, the story from the Daily Mail that has those final portraits of Ali. So I urge you to see that and other stuff that's out there. The Daily Beast has a nice column from Teddy Atlas. They asked him to compile Ali's five greatest fights, so he did six instead, which is typical Teddy Atlas. And they show him last night. I'm always reminded, does anyone look more like someone connected to boxing than Teddy Atlas?
Yes, he has.
You hear him talk, you look at his face, and you're like,
he has a boxer's face.
He's a ring rat.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Let's take a short break.
And when we come back, I will share with you where you can get, because you asked, who keeps records for wrestling? Pro wrestling, the fake wrestling, and I will share that with you.
Shock and Barry, I'm sure you cannot wait. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My baby's on the level. I try to read her mind. She's on.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back. Shock and Barry in for Fred and A.J. Tyler in for Zhang. Per Ralph Vacchiano of the New York Daily News. You remember Ralphie from the old neighborhood?
Ralphie!
He used to drop off the bread to his mother, you know, lovely woman.
Yeah.
Good ragu. Jason Pierre-Paul on his 4th of July plans. I won't even be in the United States where I'm going. They don't celebrate the 4th of July. Because the Lord only gave you 10 fingers. I added that last part. But
oh, he didn't say that? I mean, oh, that would have been so much better if he actually said that. Damn it, I was really hoping he would have said that.
I mean, he did say it. He didn't need a thumb to sack a quarterback, but you needed some of those digits, right? I mean, come on. At least he's taking it in good spirit and in good stride. I mean, it would have been funnier in a way if it had happened again.
Yeah, totally.
In a wrong way. But good for JPP.
Shame.
Oh, come on, man. Good for JPP that he's able to take ownership.
Hey, today's National Yo-Yo Day.
Is it now?
Happy National Yo-Yo Day, guys. It's also National Eyewear Day, National Drive-In Movie Day, National Applesauce Cake Day, which I still don't know how that's a thing.
Still loving it.
National Gardening Exercise Day and National Higher Education Day, which is weird when we just got through talking about
Vegan University.
Boom. Mm. It's in the stars. Because I'm a believer, man. All right. That was my hippie.
You can't be a believer if you're...
I'm a believer in the stars, man. All right.
Okay. Well, then that would make you atheist, I guess. So you're atheist and vegan.
All right. So earlier Shock asked where the hell or who the hell is keeping track of wrestling records. And I'm not talking about collegiate wrestling. I'm not talking about actual legit wrestling.
I'm talking about real wrestling.
I'm talking about
steel chairs.
Quote, air quote, pro wrestling.
Pile drivers.
Pile drivers and...
Hard times, and Tony Schiavone.
You going to do it?
Hard times, baby. Funky like a monkey.
The powder in the shorts that you throw in the eyes and the...
Oh, you're talking about the devious Mr. Fuji. It was salt, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it was salt?
It was salt.
It was a powder.
If I threw flour in your eyes, you're going to be okay. Salt will...
No, there was a powder. Then why was there always a powder like LeBron doing an intro?
He wasn't doing it to disarm his opponent.
If you threw salt, it would just...
It'd be different if he was going to the hoop, threw flour in their eyes, and then dunked on him. I mean,
it's not flour. There's other powdered substances besides flour.
Talcum powder.
No, he didn't throw baby powder in their eyes. God, what an idiot. Salt. There's no powdered salt. Is there? I don't know.
Isn't it by nature granularized?
Grind it up a little bit more, I guess.
Listen, guys, just...
He likes to drop a 5-pound block of salt on his dinner at night.
He's just over there with a big old thing of Morton's in his pants.
Just licking it.
It's like, man, Mr. Fuji is stacked. It's like, nope, it's Morton's salt. Anyways, if you go to profightdb.com.
Come on.
Yeah. It is the... They keep track of all the... I just feel like keeping track... of fake wrestling records is like keeping track of how many fake orgasms you gave your wife. It's like, yeah, man, that doesn't count. That's not the same. Anyways, I pulled up the database And would you care to take a guess at who the all-time winningest, by percentage, the all-time winningest wrestler is by winning percentage?
Is it someone we would know?
Yes, it's someone you would know.
It's Ric Flair.
No.
Hulk?
No.
Hogan? It's not Hogan.
I'll give you one more.
The Rock.
Current day or past day? Like how recent?
Last 20 years? I don't know wrestling that well.
Oh, hell if I know. Bret Hart? I don't know.
Who? The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't make the facts up like wrestling. I just report them.
Hey, what is Undertaker's record? 6-6-6?
I see what you did there. What you did there. The Undertaker has a 67.6278 winning percentage.
That's close enough.
He won 763 matches, apparently. Or no, a total of 763 matches.
Reported.
Wait, yeah. Okay, so
allegedly.
How many did the Ultimate Warrior win?
He had a total of 152 matches. It doesn't say. I'd have to go back.
You want to hear something sad, though?
That wasn't sad enough that they keep track of wrestling records?
This is very sad,
I kind of remember this. I think it was before he retired. That was like one of the last storylines Andre the Giant was involved with, and he could barely walk. So a lot of those were like road shows where Andre would go in, get forearm smashed one time, and then a pin. So they don't count.
Right.
It's not legit.
Right.
Those aren't legitimate wins, Barry.
Number three on the list is a UFC fighter.
Lesnar or Lashley?
Nope. Josh Barnett.
Josh Barnett.
Yeah.
He does
an 83.7838 winning percentage.
He does like
play-by-play. And I keep saying winning with air quotes, by the way.
He does like play-by-play for like a Japanese promotion.
Yeah.
When they broadcast it here in the States.
Yeah.
Him and JR.
Yeah. I was looking up random. Chili Willy had a 75.4 winning percentage. Who else? You got any favorite wrestlers? Oh, no. One of my all-time favorites. Oh, I love
it. Wait. The Fabulous Moolah was champion for like 60 years. All right. Do you know it was DeAndre Hopkins' birthday today?
No, I didn't know that.
24, man. You got him an ice cream cake, right? Did you give him something? No? Quarterback?
No, I didn't. No.
Complimentary receivers?
What?
A tight end to take off the pressure? The football pressure. Paul Giamatti's birthday today. I'm not giving you ages because I don't care. Jason Isaacs, who most people would know, I think, is Lucius Malfoy from the Harry Potter series. He's been in lots of other
I've
stuff.
Never seen a Harry Potter movie. Thank you.
How about Robert Englund?
The man who likes...
I know he's 69 years old today. I did read that one.
Who?
Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
69 years old. Actress, comedian Sandra Bernhardt celebrating a birthday. She looks about 70.
It's a cool dude.
Yeah. Musician Tom Araya of Slayer. Is that up your
Slayer?
Your alley there, Tyler?
Slayer is just not really.
Tyler has all the Slayer posters.
This is Fred Fowler territory, I suspect. Musician, bassist Tony Levin of King Crimson. That sounds like a Fred Fowler reference right there. Jay Bentley of Bad Religion. That's got Barry Laminack written all over
it.
Steve Vai. James Schaffer from Korn. Founder of Korn, I believe.
Yeah, he's their bassist.
Birthday. And then another Barry Laminack favorite, Uncle Cracker, celebrates a birthday
I
today.
I hate you so much.
Uncle Cracker.
I hate you so much for that.
Dead.
Is Cracker spelled with a C or a K?
With a K.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask E-R or A.
And then last year on this day.
Because that matters.
Vincent Bugliosi, author and lawyer who prosecuted the Charles Manson case, died a year ago today.
Listen, can we talk about something way more important?
Yep.
The Junkyard Dog.
Sylvester Ritter.
Had a 71.5596 winning percentage.
Man.
That is robbery. How does the JYD not have a better winning percentage? That was my favorite.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have
Jim Duggan? Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Hacksaw
Jim Duggan?
Ho!
Yeah. 71.9565. So better than the JYD? I think not.
Junkyard Dog would be.
That's the sheep herder.
That's a bushwhacker.
That's the sheep herders. That's not.
Duggan carried the 2x4.
Tyler's
around.
Doing the arms above the head thing. That's
slobbering.
The sheep herders. Not
I thought that was Hacksaw.
Hacksaw.
But,
he kind of.
What do they have like with with Mankind though?
What?
Like how many do they have? Mankind.
They
like,
have
all of his different
by
names.
All four different personalities. Yeah.
It's just not all lumped into
such a monumental waste of time.
Oh yeah, maybe it isn't. I was looking at Mankind. I wonder if they do have. No, I don't. It's not coming up when I search the name.
And once again, Prince would have turned 58 tomorrow. Be a hell of a birthday party. They should have one anyway.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Why would you think you're about Aqib Talib, safety of your Denver Broncos, cornerback, shot in Dallas in a nightclub Sunday night. Apparently, shot in the leg. Bullet went clear through. I mean, no surgery, no nothing.
Yeah, they expect he won't miss much time.
I mean, man, what are the odds?
How the hell can you get shot and not have it affect you?
I did see a report that they think he plaxicoed himself.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He went to draw on somebody and a little quick on the trigger there in the leg?
Plax had it like in the back of his sweatpants or something like that, didn't he? Pro Football Focus calls the Brock Osweiler signing the worst move of the entire offseason.
What?
Yeah. This came out Friday, I believe. Pro Football Focus ranked the top 10 worst football moves of this offseason. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafting Aguayo, the place kicker out of Florida State, was ranked second. They ranked the signing of Brock Osweiler as the worst move of the entire offseason.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There was another article they published a month ago that said that Osweiler can keep the Texans in the playoff hunt. So which will it be, gentlemen?
Are you asking like legit?
Yeah.
I think he keeps them in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Just because of the division that they're in.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
We've said this on our show. He has a chance to be either the second, third, or fourth best quarterback in a four-team division. He could be the worst quarterback in that division.
Yeah.
He could be the second best. He's not going to be better than Andrew Luck.
Can I tell you that you're playing this song? I'm sorry, not to get off topic. But the whole time you're talking, I'm actually just listening to the song.
Yeah, I know.
My little sister said she's listened to this song and thought the words were, "Give me the Beach Boys and free my soul." So there you go. That's why you can't trust white women.
Runs in the family.
All right. What?
Yep.
That's not fair.
Let's take a break. It's Shockin' It's Barry in for Fred and AJ. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The world outside looks so unkind.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and the All-Pro Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring, located on Luetta. Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 Crown, Jaeger, Tuwaka's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Fun Day with the HD show. And they will be coming up immediately after we vacate these here airwaves, Barry Lemonek.
Cool. I was asked what the record for the one-man gang was.
Someone's tweeting this stuff in.
Yes. Let me see where the tweet is. It was, hey, what about the one-man gang? Skandar Akbar was his manager. Don't forget Kamala, too. Kamala, hey, as a kid, two wrestlers actually scared the bejesus out of me. And Kamala was one of them. I was like 8, 9 years old, right?
Hey, man. Wait,
Kamala scared me, and the missing link scared if I watched the missing link, I couldn't go to sleep that night. I had to sleep with the light on.
There was an unfortunate time when the one-man gang became, was it Akeem the African Dream, they called him, and they dressed him up in this wild, fake African gear,
Lord.
And Slick managed him.
Who?
The doctor-style Slick. He kind of looked like a cross between George Foster and Randall Cunningham. He was this manager who was with them back in the day. And for a short time, Vince decided to make the one-man gang a white black dude.
That's not right.
It wasn't, and he couldn't dance, which was even worse. And I'm not here saying that I cut the rug up, but, man, it was just a shame.
I'm not seeing records for the one-man gang, unfortunately.
It's fine. It really is.
It's going
to be all right.
The people need to know.
I don't know how we missed this yesterday. Oh, it's because it was late night. We were talking even earlier today about Lesnar making his return. This was announced per Jeremy Botter at the risk of being banned by UFC for life. CM Punk, Phil Brooks versus Mickey Gall is targeted for August 20th, the same night as Diaz McGregor 2. So that would make it UFC 202. Hope I didn't ruin any announcements per Jeremy Botter.
So, yeah, Botter is a friend of mine. And part of the stuff that I talked about earlier was based on my relationship with him. He used to do some fangs for the UFC. And, yeah, so that... It doesn't surprise me a bit that he would make that tweet and then follow it with those remarks.
And he's with Flow Combat, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. He moved. He was in Vegas working for Heavy, and then because Heavy was trying to get their MMA portion of their website going big, so he was with Heavy, and then he was with, I don't know. He moved on somewhere else, something bigger. I think he even wrote for CNN, and then now he's back in Austin.
No kidding.
Trying to help a little startup get going.
That's pretty darn cool of him to have. So, I mean, and this is, I guess, something we talked about briefly yesterday. We can revisit this. We're both in agreement, kind of, that the quicker that they get these pro wrestling guys in MMA and out, the better. I mean, it's inevitable. You're going to have people keep trying to do this. Kurt Angle tried to do it. Bobby Lashley tried to do it. There was one other guy. Batista, I think, wanted to be an MMA fighter. Dave Batista wanted to be a cage fighter at some point. And in the end, he realized it was just stupid.
Yeah, I just don't like the bleeding over from an entertainment into sport, especially when you've seen some of the shenanigans that have been going on lately in the UFC, in MMA. The most recent being Tito Ortiz in the ring with the guy with the mask, and he pulls it off, and it's I forget who he was fighting. It was his ex training partner, and it smacks of this wrestling feel in MMA, and I'm really not a fan of that because even though MMA is a violent sport, it is still a sport, you know, and you don't want, especially if you're passionate about the sport, you don't want to see it go the way of boxing where everyone just assumes that most boxing matches are fixed, and you don't want to see that happen in an MMA, especially in the UFC. I mean, Bellator has always been a little quirky, but yeah, I don't like seeing that bleed over with the shenanigans along with it.
And 830 texts in Goldberg, which oddly enough, I guess they're trying to make him come back now. He was a guy kind of went the other way before he became a pro wrestler. I guess he was a football player at Georgia and learned. He even had one of the bigger gyms in all of Georgia, if not the United States. He had one of the bigger MMA gyms. I understand, you know, in the state of Georgia, and a lot of professional MMA guys would work out at his place. And he brought some of that stuff. And Tank Abbott was in WCW for a long time, and he just got abused and beat up. But
yeah,
it's there's no end in sight. But I think when you have guys like Punk or even Lesnar, and how much would that crush WWE if he goes in there and Mark Hunt just puts his light out? So much money lost. For Vince at that point. It's just funny. So you're right. I think a lot of guys in MMA are happy that Punk is there because they'll sell tickets. At the same time, they're hoping Mickey Gall just takes him out in about 12 seconds just to end all that garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're even happy he's there to sell tickets because there are a lot of guys in regional promotions around this country that are looking for a shot at the UFC, and you get a guy like CM Punk who really doesn't deserve it at this point. I mean, he's not really done anything other than the fact that he's a name. But in this sport, there are guys, I can even talk locally about guys like Alex Black, who started his professional career 1-3, went to Poland, came back. He's now 10-3 or 10-4, and he's looking for a sniff in the UFC and probably could get one. But then there's guys like CM Punk that are chewing up space on cards for what reason? I mean, Mickey Gall fought Mike Jackson, local guy.
Yep.
We had him on the show.
We had Mike on,
and I think he did the blitz as well. But that was for the opportunity to fight CM Punk, which was only afforded to Mickey Gall if he won. Mike Jackson wasn't going to get that shot. So it's really all – that's what I mean by the shenanigans, is it was really all just a setup to get Mickey Gall to fight CM Punk. Just make the fight then. You know, I guess they wanted to see Mickey Gall have a fight, but so you don't care that CM Punk can't fight? It's just I don't understand. I don't agree with it, and I don't like seeing it in the sport itself. It'd be like having a – including the Harlem Globetrotters in the NBA. I mean, it's literally taking that kind of thing.
What do you mean?
And putting it into the sport, it doesn't need to be.
Are you trying to say, Barry Lemonek, that the Harlem Globetrotters?
It's like if He Hate Me got a spot on a roster No, I guess it's not the same because he could probably actually play football. I'm not so sure that CM Punk could actually fight.
But don't you remember a time in your life when you were innocent enough to believe the Harlem Globetrotters could go into the NBA and beat anyone? When it was Metalark and
I was scared
Curly
of the missing
Neal
link. Do you really
Keith
think
Osby?
That I...
They used to just destroy people.
I'll tell you this. I don't know if
Steph
they would have
Curry
won.
Is going to be the greatest Globetrotter of all time.
I don't know.
When he retires.
I don't know if the Globetrotters could have won a game in the NBA, but I know if there was a ghost, they could have teamed up with Scooby and
link.
Found him. I don't know about Missing Link, but you don't remember the Globetrotters on Scooby Doo?
The Creeper. I remember the robotic Globetrotters. That was one of my favorite cartoons as a kid.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, look it up.
Was that
someone
black and
out
white?
There.
Was that on the radio? Because that must have been well before my time.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon. It was the Globetrotters, but they were robotic. They had like super duper powers, man.
That's not right.
Like Dinomutt.
That's not
you never
right.
saw like Blue Falcon and Dog Wonder? Come on, man.
Who?
Damn.
What the hell kind of cartoons? What kind of East Coast raggedy cartoons were you
281,
watching?
281, who were the worst wrestlers? Yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
Yeah, it only goes down to like 58%. I'll read the name.
No, doesn't what? Have the worst record of all time?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, watch Peaky Blinders. We can't push this on you enough. And if Barry can get his head wrapped around it, odds are you can too.
Yeah, because I'm not even a big television show. That's like when I fill in on here. I've sat with AJ and now Fred a couple times, and they always want to talk about something. I'm like, I've never seen that show. I didn't watch. What was the? There was two that they were real big. In fact, when I
Sons of Anarchy was one.
Yeah, Sons of Anarchy. When I won Rock the Mic, one of the things that I had to do was say why. What's the Justified? Why yeah. Justified was yeah. a better show than Breaking Bad, and I had never seen either of them. I don't know. I've never been. So if you can get me to watch a show like Peaky Blinders or Banshee.
How did you worm your way out of that one?
What I said was, so that chick, the one that had like the 0-12 streak going, like Maggie was her name?
Oh, the Oklahoma chick.
Yeah, the one that said OU would win the Super Bowl.
They win the Super Bowl, yeah. I remember that. Hold on.
Yes,
yeah, there was a time, and we'll probably do it this year.
I mean,
had all the Rock the Mic contestants come through on Sunday morning on the same show. They all six of them had their own segment, and we interviewed them all. And she came in wearing OU gear both years. Bob Stoops, probably her picture over his dinner table, his picture over her dinner table. And we asked her, who's going to win the AFC South? And she said OU. And she meant it.
Yeah.
With every fiber of her being Tony Schiavone. She thought it was going to be the Oklahoma Sooners winning the Super Bowl.
Just to let you know, Rod Smart was actually on the Panthers for probably...
He hate me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right!
02 to 05, and he was actually
that
on
is
the
right.
Eagles.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
You know that swinging camera that now comes over the field
it was
came from
XFL
the XFL.
Thing. Yeah. Damn, I forgot He Hate Me actually made a squad.
I'm
going to
say...
I mean,
he was on... After the Outlaws, he was on the Eskimos. For 1 year, then he got picked up by the Eagles the same year.
And then
year.
The Salads.
Then
he played for he played
the Panthers
for Vegan
and
U.
Then the Raiders, of course. But he was only off-season practice squad member on the Raiders.
You remember how they used to determine who got possession of the ball in XFL?
Wasn't there like
they
a scramble?
It was like
they set
scrum,
it at,
right?
at the 50, yeah. and the dudes had to race each other. Yeah. It would have been better if they'd been coming from opposite directions.
See? That has no place in actual football.
Oh, it would have been awesome.
No.
Then I think in the Slam Dunk Championship, if you're going to hurdle a guy, he has to be facing you. Making him turn his back takes all the yes, all the magic out of it. Yeah. You need to be staring down the barrel of
a bag of tea. Yeah.
The Tetleys are coming at you. We got one segment to go. Hanging in there. I promise it's almost over. Shock and Barry and the Dumbass Report coming up after this break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Catch me.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
one last final segment before we bid you good night. It is Shock and Barry in for Fred and AJ. Is that in honor of Hollywood Hogan or because you like Jimi Hendrix?
Just because I like Jimi Hendrix.
Nothing wrong with that. Before we get into the dumbass report, Barry?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I would say that the reviews for the day, from what I can tell, are mixed. Yeah. I think we got called the JV squad.
We did.
We had someone tweeted that said, man, you guys need your own weekday show.
Word.
Which was followed by, who in the hell are these imposters on the radio?
There's also that.
And then someone co-signed the fact that we should have our own weekday show. So I would say that we...
could have been worse.
Like many wrestlers in the 80s are average. Could have been better, could have been worse.
We got the leg drop down pat, not so good at the technical
not
stuff.
Not good off the top rope yet. Yeah. Good. We're never going to be Jimmy Superfly Snuka, I have a feeling.
Nope.
Who was your favorite wrestler? Was it Dusty Rhodes?
As a kid, actually, it was Superfly Snuka.
Was it? Yeah, wow, absolutely. That's creepy. Did you have a favorite wrestler, Tyler?
Probably Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah.
You seem like such an Ultimate Warrior guy, too.
First card I saw. Yeah.
You do. You just that. Yeah.
Bro, dude, bro.
Yeah.
Kind of thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's got that dude, bro. Yeah. Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, black shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Tassels around his biceps.
Warrior or Undertaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So mine, and I think I may have shared this with you before. I don't know about you, Tyler, but Shock, I think you know. Mm. My favorite actually was a tag team growing up. The Rock and Roll Express. And me and my blonde, I have brown hair because it's radio, but me and my blonde-haired best friend would always dress up like the Rock and Roll Express. And I am happy to report that we are 9-0 against his two dogs. We never lost a match.
You double drop kick a dog.
We double drop
Come
kick
on, man.
His St. Bernard.
We need to get that lady from Nova Scotia down here to deal with you and your dogs.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, this is the Dumbass Report for the week.
I thought that was it.
I think per the law, we have to start in Florida. Florida man is in jail after allegedly running over a couple that was under a tent at the Redneck Mud Park in Punta Gorda on Saturday. According to WFLA, 24-year-old Brandon James Edwards, because there's got to be three names, of Pearl Harbor became angry after an ice chest fell off a vehicle at Randall Jones's campground and broke, sparking an argument between the two. Edwards left the campsite, allegedly made comments about getting his ATV and running over Jones's campsite. Trey Hill and his girlfriend, Sabrina Tishner, were inside the tent at the camp when they heard the sound of an ATV approaching. The ATV ran over the tent with the couple inside. Edwards was sitting on his ATV and told them, "Oh, I did not know you were in there," according to WFLA. Police arrived to find the couple with tire markings on their bodies. He is arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. We move on to the great state of Pennsylvania, which is also part of the law. Where a 14-year-old is charged with drunk driving in Wilkes-Barre. Police spotted a car driving erratically along Wilkes-Barre Boulevard Wednesday night. When officers stopped the car, they found a 14-year-old boy behind the wheel. His blood alcohol content was 0.106.
Damn.
The boy's dad, Ramon Cava Marin, 34, of Wilkes-Barre, was a passenger in the car. He had a BAC of 0.26. The boy was charged with DUI and released to a sober family member. Police expect to charge Calva Marin with endangering the welfare of a child and corruption of minors. Finally, let's go to Russia. A 52-year-old Russian man has been detained after using an axe to sever his friend's penis, say police. The two villagers had been arguing about the size of their manhoods during a drinking session in the Urals region of Bashkortostan. After embarking on a penis-measuring competition, the loser was so enraged that he attacked his 47-year-old friend with the axe.
Russia's like the Florida of the world.
It is.
Russia is the Florida of the earth. That's very nice.
Reports say it was the man judged to have the smaller genitals who wielded the axe, obviously. The men have known each other since childhood and live in the village of Nikolsk.
Hold on. I guess you gotta ask.
They know he doesn't...
How do you get a dude to hold still long enough to axe off his genitals?
Ivan.
How
we
do you
must have
a lot of vodka, maybe.
Oh,
I must
look.
Know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, congratulations. Set it on that stump. I'm gonna take a picture. Whack! Well, how do you get that to even happen?
The men have known each other since childhood. They live in the same village. They were not named. The older man has been charged with inflicting a grave injury on his friend. He faces up to 8 years in jail if convicted. Just 8 years.
What? How much did Lorena Bobbitt get?
Mm.
See, that's not. See, I don't Russia, know. Russia's stealing our thunder.
And she, like, it was John Wayne Bobbitt.
John
right?
Wayne yeah. Bobbitt. And didn't he
become a wrestler after that?
No, he became an adult film star. Yeah.
But he was on like a WWE Raw or something.
No way.
Throw it out of the window of a moving car or something?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
That's just wrong.
I remember the Howard Stern documentary during his New Year's Eve special about 25 years ago where they talked about that. You feel good?
About?
Feel like we checked off all the boxes here?
Val Venus and John Wayne Bobbitt in 1998. Oh, what is this?
Val Venus was spelled with an I, I believe.
Actually, wow.
Venus.
See?
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. I think we have effectively maintained the dignity of the Blitz.
Are you sure?
If not the performance level.
I feel like we may have ruined it.
I think we're good. I think we'll do it tomorrow.
Fred will clean it up tomorrow.
He's got to. And then he has no choice.
And then he'll take it out on me
Wednesday. I can't wait to see all the tweets we couldn't see.
I will be castigated.
I wonder how bad that's going to be.
All right. We are the greatest show in the unknown universe. Per Joel, which is fine with me. That is producer Tyler. That was intern Caroline taking your calls. That guy over there is Barry Laminack. My name is Mike Liebeschock. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of The Blitz. Stay tuned for the HD show. This has been The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Well,
on ESPN 97.5.